places in Adventism today where there is messages coming that place these different waymarks at different points on this sequence of events, and by doing so, it impacts the significance of the overall message in many, many different ways. And what's been revealed to us, we are required to know. What hasn't been revealed to us, those belong to God. But if it's revealed, then we should understand it, if it's within our ability to understand it. Now, as we approach this judgment of the living subject again, I'm going to back out of where we were in our last study and come back at it from another approach. I'd like to start with Selected Messages, Book 2, page 389. Those who passed through these experiences are to be as firm as a rock to the principles that have made us Seventh-day Adventists. They are to be workers together with God, binding up the testimony and sealing the law among His disciples. Those who took part in the establishment of our work upon a foundation of Bible truth, those who know the waymarks that have been pointed out, that have pointed out the right path, are to be regarded as workers of the highest value. They can speak from personal experience regarding the truths entrusted to them. These men are not to permit their faith to be changed to infidelity. They are not to permit the banner of the third angel to be taken from their hands. They are to hold the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. The Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. Every truth that He has given for these last days is to be proclaimed to the world. Every pillar that He has established is to be strengthened. We cannot now step off the foundation that God has established. We cannot now enter into any new organization, for this would mean apostasy from the truth. What I'm hoping we'll see in here, there's many things you could address in here, but one is that the Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. Brothers and sisters, we're in the closing work, so the past is something that we need to rehearse. We need to go back and discuss and search out what took place in the beginning of Adventism. The reference point of the beginning of the work here is when the pioneers were raised up to identify the foundations of this movement. And one of the angles that I invariably end up looking at in our past experience that seems to contain more light than we've come to understand at this point is the parable of the 10 virgins. The Great Controversy 393 says, "The parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew